All right, so we were talking the other day. I don't know if you remember this or not. about elections. It seems like every November there's an election. When I was a kid, I don't remember there being elections literally every November. But, you know, you've got municipal elections on 1 year, which, for example, this year, it's the odd-numbered years. And then you've got these state elections, for example, your state representatives, which I was, state senator, even your congressman every 2 years. And that would be an even-numbered years. So
I just think there's too many.
Well, I think our Secretary of State, Denise Merrill, would agree with you because she would like to have just consolidate them all, put them all on one ballot. Yep. Let's bring our Secretary of State, Denise Merrill, on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice but cold.
Yeah. See, I said that myself. It's going to be like 65 today, but it's that time of year when you got really chilly mornings and warm afternoons, you know, as long as that sun stays up.
It's pretty near the end of October, we got to admit, you know, it's getting there.
We know what's on the horizon, the inevitable.
Yes, we do.
You know, but you bring up a pretty interesting point.
Very interesting.
And we talked about this several months ago, so I'm glad you were able to resurrect this. First of all, are you serious about consolidating these elections? Would there be just too many, too much red tape?
Well, you know, when you say, am I serious? Am I going to propose it? Probably not.
Yeah.
I would be happy if someone else did, and I would be happy to work on trying to make it work, which I think it could. Rhode Island does it that way. There's a number of states that have single ballots once every other year, but I am someone who thinks we have too many elections. I think people get really confused. There's referenda, there's local elections, and you can see it in the turnout. I mean, we all know the turnout in local elections like this year will be half of what it was last year.
Yeah, it's always like that.
So, you know, I mean, I think it's worth considering.
The municipal elections always bring in like a fraction, a third even, of what the state or federal elections bring in. Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I said this at the top, and that is, how long ago, were we always having elections every November, and I just don't remember that?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't looked up when this actually happened, but knowing Connecticut, the old land of steady habits, it probably happened a long time ago. I don't know, and I don't remember the local elections either, but that tells you something.
Yeah.
You know, it is complicated why people vote or don't vote. I mean, in a lot of local elections, what we're seeing is we're having a hard time finding people to run for these offices. You know, Planning and Zoning Board, Board of Education. There's a lot of downsides to it, a lot of meetings, and there's absolutely no compensation for anyone.
That's right.
And, you know, I think people move a lot more. They're not as tied to their communities as they used to be.
Well, also, I think people are also involved in their kids' lives. I think that there's a lot of soccer moms and Little League comes around and football season. And, you know, it's like they're out of the house almost every day. It used to be you're out of the house once or twice a week. But now if you've got a few kids and one plays soccer, or let's say one plays Little League. I know there are different times of year, but let's say they're at different ages and they're at different levels. One is Monday, Wednesday night. One is Tuesday, Thursday night. Before you know it, they're out every night of the week.
That's right, exactly. You know, I mean, I'm somebody who did run for a Board of Education a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think you were still in the legislature when I came in the early 90s. And, you know, I was on a Board of Education. And that one night a week meeting was a big deal. I had three kids. They were older then. They were kind of in high school level. Wow. But still, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a big strain to run for these offices. And let's face it now, you know, the public demands a lot from people, you know, especially Board of Education. I remember a lot of long fights over things and long nights.
Sure.
So, you know, God bless the people that do it.
I think that this would increase people their interest in voting. I truly, truly believe it. And I think one of the big problems, and I was just very, very happy when you decided what you decided, and I think we could get it passed. I really do.
Well, I'd certainly be willing to try. You know, as far as what complications we'd have, sure, we'd have to redo the ballots. I was looking at Rhode Island, and their ballot is definitely longer. you know, complicated by the fact that every town has a slightly different ballot. You know how it vote for four of any six and all that sort of thing. But it'd be an opportunity to look at it all. And boy, would it save money. You know, I mean, not that that should be the only reason you look at it, but it certainly is a factor.
I can see the pros and cons, though. That's why I haven't really come out with, a decision on whether it'd be, better or worse. And I'll enlighten you just briefly. On one hand, consolidation usually is pretty good, and people would get a year off from politics and political signs and somebody knocking at their door and, you know, just a little catch your breath and just be away from politics for 1 year. Okay. And I get that. And that's a good thing. All right. And it also would increase the amount of people who would vote for your local candidates, because I truly believe all politics is local. On the other hand, it could be a very overwhelming ballot, you know, where didn't you just knock on my door a month ago? Well, no, ma'am, that wasn't me. That must have been, I thought that was you. Are you running for mayor? Well, no, I'm not running for mayor. I'm running for state representative. Oh, I thought you, well, my goodness, how many people are you going to knock on my door? You know, and you get inundated with these mailers and, that come in almost every other day. And I think there can also cause some confusion. As far as who's running for what and when you talked about ballots, and I know this falls under your purview, but there'd be yet more ballot problems. I just don't know if it would be a better thing to consolidate the elections, or I'd have to research this more, like yourself.
Well, like you say, there are trade-offs. You know, it depends if you think, you know, the increased turnout, and there's plenty of proof that turnout would probably double in terms of people actually voting for local officials. On the other hand, you know, you would be kind of overshadowing the local races. That's what some people worry about.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
because a good point.
All of us mostly get our news nationally now, and that's part of the problem. Everybody knows every little nuance of national news, but nobody knows who's running their town.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would make it better or worse. I don't know. It's something we should look at it. I think there's plenty of examples to look at. In Rhode Island, definitely their turnout is double ours, at least for the local part of their elections. And so that tells you something.
So that's a plus, but we also need to, now what's the minus though? What's the negative aspect to that?
Is anybody going to know their local officials any better? I mean, I always like to say that's where your vote counts the most, is at the local level, because these are people you can actually talk to and look at, and they're the ones, filling the potholes in your road and designing your education system. So, I don't know. Trade-offs, like everything in life, I guess.
Sure. I just wonder if someone's message would just kind of get lost in the shuffle or lost in the mix of other candidate messages, whether it's on a state level or municipal level. You know, if you're running for mayor and you've got a message, and does that get lost with all the other messages for people who are running for the state offices? And then keep in mind, there's Congress. That's every 2 years as well. So if you break it down, you'd actually have a municipal, state, and a federal election all on the same ballot.
Right. But, you know, now if you have to look at what's going on right now. We have local races where the turnout is in the single digits sometimes.
No.
I mean, and particularly, frankly, in small towns. And that's usually, I think, because you might not even have a contest at all for something like a mayor or even first select person. You know, it's becoming more difficult. And the public, they're not stupid. They understand, hey, there's no contest. Why should I bother?
Yeah.
And so,
you know,
I think that is a problem. Because, then how can you claim that you have the support of the public if only, you know, 9% of the people come out to vote?
You know,
I
think that we can talk about it for a long, long time. But I think that it would be very, very winnable if all of a sudden you said, this is what I want to do. We got to do that, and let's do it.
Yeah, put it out to the people. I could see pros. I can see cons. I guess I'd have to.
I've proposed changes and solutions before that, you know, kind of I got my head handed to me on a couple of them where I tried to do some things with elections. People get used to doing things a certain way. But I think this one really has, I think it's a good idea, honestly. And it solves a lot of problems. And like I say, it does cost a lot less, particularly for these smaller towns. I don't know. I think it's worth a try. If I could get some other people to join me, I might consider it.
Hey, listen, thanks for your time with us this morning.
Yes, yes.
We really appreciate it. I hope you'll be able to come back with us sometime in the near future as well.